This is episode 9 of Worshipcast from Lifeway Worship Music Group for December 2006. Visit us on the web at lifeway.com/worshipmusic. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Worshipcast, the monthly podcast from Lifeway Worship Music Group that gives you the chance to hear firsthand from the people responsible for all of our products, events, and services, and get a sneak peek at all the things they're doing to assist you in your music ministry. My name is Scott Rice, internet producer for Lifeway Worship Music Group, and it's my privilege to be your host each month. Now, as the new year approaches, I thought this might be a good chance to give you a preview of something very exciting that we'll be working on in 2008. It's known here in Nashville only as the Worship Project, and who better to tell you about it than the director of Lifeway Worship Music Group himself, Mike Harlan. Now, this is something that Mike has been very passionate about since first arriving at Lifeway almost 2 years ago, so I asked him to stop by and fill us in on what the Worship Project is and what will be happening with it in the coming year.
Well, when I came to Lifeway about a year and a half ago, I was well aware, just being a Southern Baptist all my life and a church musician for the last 25 years, that if we were to keep the pattern that the Baptist Sunday School Board has had through the years about hymnals, which is about every 15 to 18 years, do a new one, I had it in my mind that it was time to do that, if, in fact, we were going to do a new hymnal. And so I walked in the door last May in 05 saying, are we doing another hymnal? And if we are, how's it going to be different? You know, are we just going to do the same thing we've done before with different songs, or are we going to do something different? So I began to talk to people, but talk to ministers of music, friends of mine, pastors, other leaders across the denomination. Are we going to do another hymnal? And if we do, what's it going to be like? And the answers began to come back, and I realized that we really did need to do another congregational worship resource to fill that need that churches have for that kind of music. But it didn't need to be our father's Oldsmobile, so to speak. It needed to be current. It needed to have the latest advantages that today's technology affords. And so we began to think about a new hymnal, but a hymnal that not only is hardbound, but is digital. We began to ask questions like, well, if it's going to be digital, then why don't we go ahead and record it and make tracks to this available, even for the hymns and all the other songs that perhaps tracks have not been available for. One thing led to another. It seemed like the idea just started having its own life, and it seemed like everybody we talked to about it, people inside Lifeway, inside our department at Lifeway Worship Music Group, but also music leaders and worship leaders and pastors. Everybody we talked to had another idea of what it could be, and before we knew it, we had an idea that had grown to epic proportions. And I began to share with the leadership here at Lifeway about this idea of developing a resource, using the resources that Lifeway has, and developing really an unprecedented resource for congregational singing that includes hymns and worship songs in forms that have never been done before. So it's real exciting. It's absolutely a massive project, but it's also well on its way to getting to being done, and we're just excited about it.
So now at the core of this, it's basically a hymnal project, correct?
Right, it is.
But you mentioned that there's sort of two different phases to this. There's a print phase,
right,
and also a digital phase. Tell us a little bit about each of those phases and kind of where we are in the process right now.
Well, where we are right now, as of the time of this recording, we are in the recording phase of the project development, and we're also in the internet technology phase. So we've got a whole group of people developing a web portal to house all this material, and then we've got a whole nother group of people, arrangers, orchestrators, studio musicians, singers, editors, a whole crew, about 50 people in all, that are writing arrangements and charts and going into the studio and recording. And as of this taping of this, we've got 100 songs already recorded, songs and hymns, and they're being edited now. And then in January, when we come back after Christmas, we will start again. And from January to the end of October, we'll be recording 100 songs and hymns a month Until the end of October, we'll have 1,000 titles recorded, and then also the print editing being done. So, and then all this time while we're recording and editing on the music side, we've got a team of programmers and web developers that are working diligently to create lifewayworship.com, which will be the web portal that houses all this information.
Now, it seems like that's a pretty massive project to undertake, and obviously, like you said, it's going to be taking through the next year to sort of get all of this together. When is the expected launch of all of this? When can we expect to see the print hymnal and then also this digital portal that you've been
talking
about?
Well, the print hymnal, the hardbound hymnal, will be available mid-2008. We'll be looking at events in late summer, early fall of 2008 that will launch the hardbound hymnal. The web portal development is a little harder to predict. Our projection is that by the beginning of 2009, we will have Lifeway Worship fully functional and live on the web with all of this information.
So we've still got a little bit of time before this is launching, and a lot of work to do, obviously. Now, obviously, the face of church music has changed since the last Baptist hymnal came out in 91. Tell us a little bit about how songs are being chosen for this project and what kind of music would be incorporated into this project.
Great question. And one of the unique features of this hymnal compared to previous hymnals that we've done here at Lifeway, this hymnal is going to largely be material that the church already knows and is already singing. And I'll explain what I mean by that. In previous hymnal development processes, Lifeway has received a fair amount of new material and has included into the hymnal songs and hymns that nobody even knew, but was submitted by Baptist musicians and leaders in our denomination, and appropriately so. For this resource, though, we're going to take a little different approach. Instead of compiling a hymnal of songs the church ought to sing, we're compiling a hymnal of the songs the church is singing. What that means is that we're involving a large number of state music directors and leaders, ministers of music from churches of all kinds of sizes, pastors, denominational leaders, people from every conceivable part of the country, Baptists of all kinds, seminary professors, college, music department people, literally hundreds of people we're involving in a selection process. And what we've asked them to do is to help us select not necessarily the songs the church ought to sing, although there's going to be some of that, but really to build a collection of songs and hymns the church is singing. I would guess that in a typical Baptist church, maybe even as much as half, maybe even more than half of what's in our hymnal is never sung, rarely sung. I mean, maybe there may be a third of the hymnal in any given church that they have never sung a single time. And we really believe this resource is not going to be like that. It's going to be so full of what the church is singing and songs the church has sung through the years and ages. We think it's going to be the most usable hymnal ever built. There will be some original material in it. I don't want to suggest that it's not going to have any new material, but it's just not going to be driven by that. It's going to be driven by church practice. We're not trying to capture hymnology per se, although we think it will have great historical value when it's done. But that's really not the point. We really do want to collect the songs and the hymns that the church is using to worship and let it be that.
Now, it seems like this is going to be a very dynamic resource as well. You mentioned that by the end of October, we'll have about 1,000 songs recorded and in usable form. Is it going to stop at that 1,000 songs? Will things keep being added to this? How is that going to work?
Well, that's one of the great things. I thought about this analogy related to a hardbound hymnal. It's kind of like a new car. The moment you pull it off the dealer lot, it's not new anymore, and it starts becoming dated with every passing week and month that follows that. And a hymnal would be that way. You know, the moment it's released in a hardbound form, there's going to be this great song written that's not going to be in there. You know, it's just no way for it to be current. But because this resource is going to be digital as well as hardbound, we're going to be able to constantly add to it. And our plan calls for the release of 1,000 titles And then after the release, from then on, you know, our plan is for till the Lord comes back, we're going to add 100 songs a year from now on to this resource, so that the great songs and hymns will continue to be added to this resource. The truth is, we're not ever going to finish making it. We're just going to keep making it, and as long as great songs and great resources the church is developing to worship with, as long as that's happening in our churches, we're going to keep adding them to our list of things. And one of the things I'm excited about too, because we're constantly add to it, is we'll be able to go back and get those great songs that we miss. You know, if we were just looking at the 1991 hymnal, we could make a list pretty fast of a lot of hymns that we may know in our lives of singing in church that were not in the 91 hymnal. And because you have to make choices. And the neat thing about continuing to add to it is we won't just add new material to it. We'll reach back and continually add hymns from our past. It's going to be a very comprehensive source of congregational singing.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be very eclectic as well, not only
Absolutely.
Encompassing maybe more traditional hymns that we're used to, but then also maybe more modern worship songs that a lot of churches are using today.
The phrase I've used to describe it, Scott, it's going to be stylistically diverse. It's going to be just as diverse as our churches are. And just get in the car with me sometime, and I'll drive you to 5 Baptist churches and show you 5 different ways people do music and worship. And this hymnal is going to represent every bit of that. It's going to be a unifying resource because it's going to include everybody. It's going to include just about any tradition that is happening in our churches, whether it's brand new contemporary worship songs or the great hymns of B.B. McKinney and Fanny Crosby. It's going to be very stylistically diverse and will encompass all that's what's happening in our Baptist churches today.
So no matter what type of worship style you're utilizing in your church, this would be a resource that you could use.
Absolutely. And we even think that age group ministries will be drawn to it. There'll be portions of this material that the student ministry will resonate with and portions that the senior adult ministry will resonate with. But there'll be ways to use these hymn accompaniments, piano and organ. There'll be ways to do it with a rhythm section, you know, and everything in between. So we're excited about that.
Now, tell us a little bit about the digital portion of this project, about the website, what kind of features it will have, what people could kind of expect when that's up and running.
Well, I don't want to give away too much here because there's a couple of two or three things about our website that we're not sharing yet, to be honest with you, because the ideas are so unique. We really do want to be the first one to do some of these things. But I can tell you this. It's going to be... Every title will be available individually in a download. If you wanted a hymn, if you wanted the music to a hymn or a track to a hymn or a song or a rhythm chart or all the way down to a flute part of any one of these things, you'd be able to download it. But we're also going to make it available in bulk ways too. Web portal is going to have a worship planner function in it. And that's probably all I'll tell you about that, except to say that there's going to be a tool on here that worship leaders will be able to use to pull in resources into a worship service. And that's going to be very functional for worship leaders. I think there'll be churches that will buy the hardbound hymnal and then use the digital resources for accompaniment and for worship planning and
sort
all these
things.
Sort of
as a supplement
to
print version.
There'll be others that their church perhaps projects everything and they don't hold hymnals. And they may not buy the hardbound, but be able to download hymn sheets and all the other things. So be a myriad of ways that you can use the digital assets. I mean, time wouldn't permit for me to share all the ways that they'll be able to manipulate all that information.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be very flexible and very usable.
Yeah,
I know it's going to be a great project, and I'm sure our listeners are really excited for this to get off the ground. What are some ways that they can help with this project? Is there anything that they can do?
It's a good chance if the listener right now is a minister of music, there's a good chance at some point they're going to be asked for their opinion about some of the songs and hymns we're going to do. Even if they're not asked, anyone could email us here at Lifeway and make a suggestion of, have you heard this song? Do you remember this hymn? We're open to a lot of input. I think we're going to have an unprecedented level of input into selection process. And, you know, the other thing that I would ask people to think about, I'd really ask them to pray for us as we build this. there's a sense of sovereignty about this project. I don't want to over-spiritualize it, but God has put his hand on this, and we don't understand all of what he wants to do with it, but we believe that he's put it in our heart to build something that's going to help the church at a great way. And I'll even go so far as to say this. We've got a real heart to see this resource help church planners. You know, if somebody was going to start a church, we want to put this tool in their hand because it would help them start a worship service about as well as anything. And we also have a heart for this to help the small church pastor. I think about all those churches out there that don't have music staff, and maybe they're volunteers or playing or leading. Might be that their piano player knows four hymns and they're all in the key of C. And they just don't have the resources to do worship the way they want to do it. We believe this is going to help the church pastors of small churches and new churches in a way they've never been helped before. It's almost going to be like we're going to give them in this resource their own music staff in their computer to help them really put together a quality worship experience for their people. And then we think there's an application on the mission field for this project, that our missionaries need this kind of resource because they can access it from any computer in the world. They can get on the web. They'll be able to access all this material. And we're looking at ways and thinking about ways we can make it very accessible to church planners and to pastors and to missionaries to help in those areas. So it's an investment that Lifeway has made as a corporation. It's not just Lifeway Music doing this. This is Lifeway doing this and doing it to serve our churches and assist them in this vital area of ministry we call worship.
To find out more about the Worship Project and keep up to date with everything that's happening with it, visit our website at lifeway.com/worshipmusic. We'll post periodic news and information updates there, and we'll soon give you the chance to sign up for email updates as well. If you have any questions about the Worship Project, drop us a line at lwmg@lifeway.com. We'd love to hear from you. We understand that worship comes in many forms and that worship leaders do more than just lead a service on Sunday. They need encouragement and training to help them minister. Come let us minister to you and your family or staff at this summer's Lifeway Worship Leadership Conference at Ridgecrest Conference Center in North Carolina or Glorieta Conference Center in New Mexico. The beauty of each of these locations will inspire you as you spend 5 days listening to great music, worshiping in exciting concerts, and participating in classes that fit your needs and renew your mind. Conference tracks are included for pastors, worship leaders, keyboard players, children's choir leaders, instrumentalists, and other music and worship leaders. The week will also include multi-publisher reading sessions, as well as nightly concerts and other special events featuring Worship Conference Pastor Dr. Jim Futrell, and worship leaders Mike Harland and Travis Cottrell. And with special complimentary registration offered for groups and ministers of music and pastors who attend together, you can use the worship conference as a staff or group retreat. Register before March 1st, 2007, and you could save $20 per person as well. So what are you waiting for? Take advantage of this chance to get away and fellowship, rest, learn, and celebrate the living God. For more information, visit our website at lifeway.com/worshipmusic. Contact Ridgecrest Event Registration at 1-800-588-7222 or Glorieta Event Registration at 1-800-797-4222. Well, we've come to the end of another episode of Worship Cast from Lifeway Worship Music Group. If you have any questions or comments about this podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at lwmg@lifeway.com. And as always, you can find more information about anything you've heard about in this podcast by visiting our website at lifeway.com/worshipmusic or by contacting one of our music sales representatives at 1-800-436-3869. Now be sure and look for new episodes of Worshipcast every month. You can subscribe to this podcast at christianpodder.com or by searching for Lifeway Worship Music Group in the iTunes podcast directory. Subscribing is absolutely free, and you'll be sure to receive new episodes automatically as they become available. It's been an exciting year for us here at Lifeway Worship Music Group, and we'd like to take this opportunity to wish you a happy holiday season and a blessed new year. We leave you today with a Christmas prayer, a song that expresses our hope not only for Christmas, but for the coming year as well. Enjoy it, and we'll see you again in 2008.
This is my Christmas prayer.